This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Keralam and Tamil Nadu today. In Keralam, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 10,800 crore rupees at Ernakulam this afternoon. Prime Minister Modi will also address a gathering during the program. In Tamil Nadu, the Prime Minister will launch projects worth about 5,650 crore rupees in Tiruchirappalli. The projects cover key sectors like petroleum and natural gas infrastructure, rural connectivity and highway development. The Prime Minister will also flag off 5 new train services and address a gathering on the occasion.
The train services which will be introduced include 2 Amrit Bharat Express, 2 express trains and a passenger train service. The Nagarkoil Charlapalli Amrit Bharat Express will improve connectivity between southern Tamil Nadu and Telangana while serving several districts across Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh. The Podunur Dhanbad Amrit Bharat Express will strengthen rail links between southern India and the mineral and industrial belt of eastern India. The other 3 train services which will be introduced are Rameshwaram Mangaluru Express, Tirunelveli Mangaluru Express and Mayiladuthurai Thiruvarur Karaikudi passenger train. These train services will not only enhance rail connectivity in the region but also support regional economic growth. Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Coimbatore.
Lok Sabha will today resume discussion on resolutions seeking the removal of Speaker Om Birla. Yesterday, the motion was moved by Congress MP Dr. Muhammad Javed in the House. He alleged that the Speaker, Om Birla, disallowed the Leader of the Opposition and other opposition leaders from putting forth their views in the House and made unwarranted allegations against women MPs of the opposition. Opposing the resolution, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said Speaker Om Birla conducted the functioning of the House in an impartial manner. Members from Congress, Trinamool Congress, Samajwadi Party and DMK spoke in favour of the resolution. The discussion remained inconclusive. Meanwhile, Rajya Sabha will take up further discussion on the working of the Ministry of Rural Development. Delhi's Lieutenant Governor-designate Taranjit Singh Sandhu will take oath as Delhi's 23rd Lieutenant Governor today. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at Lok Nivas in New Delhi this afternoon. Mr. Sandhu will be administered oath by the Chief Justice of the Delhi High Court. Mr. Sandhu succeeds Vinay Kumar Saxena, who has been appointed as the LG of Ladakh. The Uttar Pradesh government has amended the service conduct rules in the state. According to the discussion taken in the cabinet meeting yesterday, if a government employee invests an amount exceeding 6 months of their basic pay in stocks, shares or other investments within a calendar year, they will be required to inform the competent authority. Earlier, this limit was equivalent to 1 month of basic pay. The objective of these changes is to bring greater transparency in matters related to the investments and assets of government employees. In Hawaii, lava fountaining episode of volcano Kilauea reached 1,000 feet high, prompting temporary closures at a national park and part of an important highway because of falling glassy volcanic fragments, including ash yesterday. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced a cash reward of 131 crore rupees for T20 World Cup winning Indian team and support staff. The amount covers 15 players, coaching staff and other support staff. The Suryakumar Yadav-led side lost just one game in the entire competition as India defeated New Zealand in the final by 96 runs to clinch the World Cup title for a record third time. BCCI broke their own record of 125 crore rupee prize money for the 2024 World Cup winning squad. India became the first team ever to successfully defend the T20 World Cup title and also the first in history to win the title as hosts. In Swiss Open Badminton 2026, H.S. Pranoy and Kidambi Srikanth will open the Indian Challenge in men's singles today. Pranoy is scheduled for a high-stakes match against Japan's Koki Watanabe, while Srikanth faces Hong Kong's Rason Gunawan this evening. Kiran George will face Singapore's former world champion Lokian Yu, and Ayu Shetty will take on Canada's Brian Yang. And that is the end of this news bulletin.